You're listening to One in the Jungle.
This is Dr. Gache.
You're listening to One in the Jungle.
DJ Zinc, True Players Massive.
I'm listening to One in the Jungle.
You're listening to One in the Jungle.
Yeah, this is DJ Zinc, Formation Stable.
You say a one for the trouble, two for the time. We are tearing it up in the jungle.
You are listening to where one is jungle.
Sound boy, turn off the little jump and tin pan sound that we are playing. What do you?
One in the jungle.
Good evening and welcome, and here we go with the Xmas special extravaganza. This year we're going to be playing some of the biggest rewind tunes of the year. We're going to have short interviews with the one like Gache, also Hype, Ronnie Size and Crust from Represent, Nicky Black Market, Ed Rush, Rap, Kenny Ken, Adam F, and a cast of many, many more, giving news and views on 97, also talking about what's going to be in store for 98. And as I said before, we'll be featuring some of the most massive fat tunes to tear up the dance floor this year, beginning with this one from Adam F. It's called Metropolis.
Dr. S. Gache, Beyond the Surgery Door with few reflections on 97. How was 1997 for me? Not bad, Chief. I think the highest point was when I was in the studio making my last single. And we got in a serious session, like smoking. And my lowest point, I suppose, when I was playing at this club and it was about seven floors down underground. I would say the biggest change on the actual drumming circuit is caused by, quote, Speed Garage, because they're using a lot of old jungle riffs and they're coming with a four to the floor kick drum, and a load of people that actually used to listen to like jungle and drum and bass, they can relate to Speed Garage, and that's where a lot of clientele have gone. But it's going to definitely pick up in 98 without a doubt. The real die hardcore people that are into like drum and bass, they're still there, and it's gonna like draw over like a fresh audience. DJs to look out for in 98, DJ Addiction. I'm gonna have to big up Hype, he's always bigging me up all the way. He might manage to somehow get bigger, but I doubt it. And you're gonna have to look out for me, because believe me, so I'm just gonna come out to destroy in 98, believe me. If you want to catch me New Year's Eve, you can catch me at the Powerhouse, which is Exposure. I'm playing 9 till 10, and then I'm going to be jumping in the helicopter and going over to Dreamscape, Shepton Mallet. And then, well, I can only afford a helicopter ride for one way, so I'm going to be hitting the car again and driving from Shepton Mallet coming back to Labyrinth at Dawson. I'm meant to be going down to Innovation, but it's just not happening. It's just not happening. The gas is just being stretched as far as he can be stretched. You're with Dr. Gache on Radio 1, just wishing everybody out there a happy new year. Peace. I'm out.
No diggity.
This is DJ Hype, and this is my rewind for 97. 1997 was excellent. The highlights of this year for me personally, in my, you know, as a DJ and producer and running a record label, I suppose winning awards at the Hardcore Awards this year and also being voted Best International DJ in Germany. You know, the record successes of everything we've done this year. We've been all over the world. We've got a deal with Sony in Japan. We have the Ganjuku deal with RCA in the UK. In a professional light, I couldn't have asked for a better year. What's been the funniest thing for me? I suppose when we was touring Japan and one of the guys was like, "Where's Snoop?" which is our dog. And I was like, "Well, Snoop ain't gonna be in Japan, is he?"
No diggity.
And this guy was like, "Oh, I be Snoop. So for the whole week he was Snoop, and he would sit in the car, in the estate car we had out there, in like the dog bin. I think my favourite night would have had to have been our True Players night at the End Club, purely because it was just because it was the first time we'd done like our own night in London. And I wasn't really confident that it was going to be amazingly packed or anything like that. To get there on the night and see the queue go around the corner and the atmosphere was electric. You know, that, you know, club vibe was my favourite. The changes I've noticed in this scene within the last 12 months is that I've noticed artists, DJs and everybody in general getting a lot more unified. I think everybody sort of sees that we're all in it as one family again, rather than this camp or that camp trying to dominate everybody else. My baby of the year has been my girlfriend, Keely. What lessons would I take from 97 into 98 would be to do things at a bit easier pace than what I have done this year. In 12 months' time, I'd like to see myself on some wicked island, sunbathing, me and my girlfriend, and that all my family's healthy and everybody's happy, and that there's world peace. The Mad New Year's Eve, World Dance, One Nation, Essential Festival, Innovation, Helter Skelter. You've been listening to DJ Hype with his rewind of 97, waffling on.
No diggity.
Radio.
this is Nicky Blackmarket, and this is my rewind for 97. 1997 for me was extremely very, very busy and very, very exciting as well. DJing all over the place, up and down the country, abroad, and also the shop as well. The shop's keeping me very, very busy as well. On a more personal level, I've got to say my special moment is meeting my girlfriend Siren. The lowest point of my year, I've got to say, is an accident on the way to a gig in Aberystwyth, which threw me a bit out of bonkers. I cannot say the best record of the year, but one of the best records of the year has to be Trend and Target's 2 Degrees on the Cartoons label. My favourite event or club of the year, again, I cannot say one individual club. There was just so many outstanding raves, you know. One was Helter Skelter. Over the last 12 months, greatest impact as an artist, I think, has got to be Ronnie Size and the Represent crew, definitely, for winning the Mercury Award. And it's definitely opened up a lot of doors for other people. Outside of music, the event of 97 was my birthday party. Okay. Lessons to take away with me from 97, I think, has to be that I should take more holidays, I think, because I've been excessively busy.
One in the jungle. Jungle.
12 months' time, I'd definitely still like to be rolling out in the shop and giving the people the sounds that they want in the raves. On New Year's Eve, I'll be playing at most places, actually. If you want to check local radio stations and flyers and magazines for details. You've been listening to Nicky Blackmarket with my rewind for 97.
Us not
finishing our LP. I guess the favourite record of 97 is a techno LP by a group called Prism that came out called Fallen Angel on Sublime. There's another track, the Flatbush Project, Trial by 12, featuring Dez from independent hip hop. What changes have I seen? Last 12 months in drum and bass, seen no change. I've just heard the same beats going around. The best thing that's happened is the success of Ronnie Size. Had good success with their album and done a very credible live show as well, which is hard to do in this kind of electronic style of music. And I guess I've got to mention as well Fotech's album as well, which was pleasing to hear as well. It's 12 months in drum and bass, it'll probably be the same old boring nonsense going on. Tips for 98, Goldie's LP should be interesting to hear, and Hidden Agenda, not just their drum and bass, everything else they do. And also G-Force and Seiji, I've got a plug, we're going to be pushing it through in 98 as well. For New Year's Eve, we're going to be in Japan, launching Reinforced Records being released domestically in Japan, and we're doing a New Year's Eve party there. Yeah, you'll be listening to Digo, the Bunga Natty one from Four Hero, Reinforced. Just giving you my rewind on the 9-7. I hope the 9-8's better for all of you. Peace.
Tune to One in the Jungle. It's the Xmas Spectacular Rewind Show, and tonight you are listening to Plastic Dreams right now, produced by Peshe. Before that, in reverse order, you had Cash Till by Mask, King of the Beats by Aphrodite, Pain, Dillinger, oh gosh, that was definitely wicked, No Diggity by True Players, and last but not least, Share the Fall by Ronnie Size, also Reincarnation by DJ Dai. Impressions of 97 still to come from Ronnie Size, also Brian G from V Recordings, and Ray Key from Down at Black Market.
With a few reflections from 1997. 1997 was a bit of a weird one, really. I think it was a bit of an anti-climax for drum and bass. Changes that I've noticed are just the production getting, you know, 100 times better. All the engineers of quality have just gone into one production-wise. I suppose I've got to say that Ronnie Size had the biggest impact on the scene in 97. Really did help with the Mercury Music Awards thing he won. My favourite event of the year has got to be going to Air Germany in March. Went out there for DJ Sable and they had a first birthday party for this club of theirs and it was kind of cool, man. They were having it big time.
One in the jungle.
Listen up. The ding dong bass. Bass. This is El Double. Who is my babe of the year? It's gonna be it's a cross between Demi Moore and My Old Lady. The next 12 months drum and bass, I think that he's gonna explode again, really. I think there's artist after artist who are just waiting to bust. I'd definitely say look out for that DJ Swift character, because he is on fire at the moment. And also look out for Acetate from Flex, because he's going on horrible.